Oh my gosh.
Yo, Juan Epstein is dead.
We'll get to that. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
And
oh, a bag of strawberries.
Oh, and I just had a smoothie. Strawberries and spinach and blueberries. You got some strawberries, got some water.
Strawberries, got some smart water.
Do we have bottles of water? I meant to ask Anthony for a bottle of water. Do we have bottles of water in here? This is a classy studio. Guys, we have obviously a lot to talk about today. And in case you got trolled by Cypher Sounds, I want everyone to know that Juan Epstein's over. It is finished.
Dead.
It is reborn. We are renaming the show from this day forward. I don't have a plan for this to joke. It'll probably just be Juan Epstein. But here's the big news, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This episode of Juan Epstein is brought to you by Bevel.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
They're holding us down?
Yes.
Oh, I thought somebody just gave me a razor for fun.
No, they're holding down the podcast. That's why they sent it to you.
Is that why it came in like a nice box?
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous packaging.
With the brush, you put the shaving cream on a brush. I was like, this is classy.
I know.
I thought that was part of like my severance package or something, man.
No. This is actually a real amazing razor. And it's actually, Sife, get this. It's basically made for the Juan Epstein audience.
Right.
Because this razor is specially designed for people who have coarse or curly hair.
Hello.
Like Puerto Ricans and Jews.
Right. And our other friends.
You can name black people, I think.
I don't know if when you're talking about someone who helped us out with dough, do you say African American?
I don't know. It's confusing. The listeners of this podcast, by and large, a lot of us, Jews, Puerto Ricans, blacks, everyone, we all have coarse and curly hair.
Right.
All right? So it's a fantasy.
You know, I've never shaved before.
I know.
Well, I've never put a razor to my face. I've always used clippers. I use this thing.
For the first time ever?
I was like, ever. The only time I ever attempted to shave is when I was a kid. I would put my mom's shaving cream on my face that was used for her legs, and I would take my toothbrush and act like I was
not
shaving.
The same. That's not the same.
Not the same.
This is dermatologist tested, though. It's amazing for your skin. It'll help you with any sort of bumps or discolorations or irritation or any kind of problems you've had because of shaving. That's going to be solved now because of Bevel. So here's what you do. You go to getbevel.com.
Got it.
All right? That's GETBEVEL. Getbevel.com and use the code JuanEp. JuanEp. JuanEp.
It was classy. It made me feel like Bevel. Belvedere, you know what I'm saying? Like I felt like I had like a
Mr. Belvedere,
yeah.
Like Brock Toon.
Yeah.
Now listen, if you guys are friends of the podcast and you love Juan Epstein, you don't want to. We talked about having people pay for it. We're not going to do that. All right. So what we want instead is for you to support our friends at Bevel. So if you need a razor and you need something that's going to be luxurious on your skin, go to getbevel.com. The code is JuanEp, and you'll get 20% off your first month. Getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Okay? This is an amazing shaving experience for you. Now, Cypher Sounds.
Yo.
It's been an interesting week or so.
Yeah. Fun.
Since the last podcast.
I didn't know the last podcast was going to get everything so hot.
Who knew?
No pun intended.
Who knew? Anyways, so
what do you mean? Us doing our regular podcast that we do all the time, all of a sudden got all this attention. Well, what are you talking about on the podcast? What we always talk about on the podcast.
I know. Well, trolling headlines will do that. Yeah, and shout out by
I didn't write the headline.
I know. And shout out to the people, by the way, who listen to the podcast every week, fans of the podcast, but they also work for like websites, and then write trolling ass headlines.
I know.
That calls all kinds of drama, even though they're friends of the podcast. Who's standing outside the door? You're waving to someone.
I was waving to my friend Steve who walked by, and then there's some other weird people back there.
They are weird. There's all weird people. I'm just kidding. Anyways, guys, so Sife no longer works at the radio stations. So that happened. I mean, if you want to see something big happen, we're entering, I guess, a new period. There's also some other things going on. Number one, Sife, I got to read some of the email. I have tons of email.
Yeah.
To our book, juanep@gmail.com. It is a real email address.
Yep.
We got tons of emails, feedback from people about whether or not they would pay for the podcast. Sife, more than one person said they would be willing to pay for the podcast. However, if they do, you're not allowed to email or get phone calls during the podcast. That was specifically mentioned. Like, Sife can't take phone calls anymore if I'll be paying for this podcast. So anyways, right now, thanks to Bevel, we're not going to have anyone paying for the podcast. And I also started a Patreon account. Have you been on there yet?
No.
Okay.
So explain this.
Patreon is a website in which people can become a patron of your show, meaning they can volunteer. I know this sounds
like a patron saint.
Yes.
Okay.
They become a patron.
Right.
So right now, I think as of earlier today, we have like 47 patrons.
Really?
Yeah, giving us a total of $347 a month.
Wow.
49 people for $347 a month.
That's amazing.
So that's pretty cool, considering we didn't even mention the podcast yet. That's just the first people who saw it on Twitter and Instagram. Like, we want to give that money a month.
That's humbling.
Really?
Thank you.
You seem really affected by this.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for shit. No, but I guess I do pay for, some things.
What do you pay for?
I'm trying to think of something similar I pay for.
What is it? I don't think there's anything.
I mean, this sounds stupid, but I buy all the Louis C.K. specials.
Right.
His $5 specials.
Right.
Because I really love his comedy, and I'm like, I know I can get it for free.
Of course.
Somebody's going to have it. I could just get it. But I pay for it. I buy it.
Well, I look at it like this. You know, the more we're going to do the podcast, no matter what. I mean, we've done it. Shit. We've done it for 7 years. But if people pay for it, I think we all know good and well we're more apt to be more consistent, deliver more, deliver better. I mean, obviously, you get motivated. There's no question. We've done it for fun for 7 years. But does it motivate you to get a little money? And what about a day in our lives when the only thing we have to do is create this kind of content? That's all you have to do for a job. That's the best stuff in the world.
I mean, enough of nothing. We're not trying to get rich off of it. We would definitely use the money to make the podcast better.
What would we do with the money? Because I would actually just spend it on stuff for myself.
No, we could make more shirts, different kind of shirts. We could do...
You got to get our shirt movement going. We haven't really pushed hard on the shirts.
We just got the Patreon.
Sife, they sent me a breakdown of the shirts that we sold, which is an incredibly impressive number. Just kidding. However, they break it down between my code and your code.
Yeah.
Yours was like $4 worth of shirts.
I only put it up like once, I think.
That's great. So we're going to have to push for that a little
but
bit.
But I can't do things unless it's organized.
I know.
That's
my thing. But that's a lot of what's going on now. This is now the organization process of Juan Epstein. You know? Who knew
that? I got a new rule.
What?
If it's not on the calendar, I'm not doing it.
That's it.
That's it.
But what if it's on the calendar?
What do you mean?
Does that mean you're doing it?
Yeah.
If it's on the calendar, it's official.
You want me to post tweets and stuff about our shirts being for sale? Has to be on the calendar.
Calendar?
Calendar.
How do I get it on the calendar? Your assistant?
Yeah.
I have to, what, I write her?
No, you tell me. I have to put it on the calendar.
Well, this is now, you're making like an impossible situation.
No, it's not. Everything else is getting done.
I guess so far you're
right. It's got to be on the calendar.
Okay.
I'm talking about phone. I got phone calls on the calendar.
Well, of course. Phone calls should be on the calendar. Now, here's what I want to get to something interesting. We are not going to discuss the situation with the end of your working relationship at HOT.
No?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
I think it's a bad idea because I love my job and want to stay at my job. And who knows
what. I would like to say something about HOT.
You would?
Yes.
You're picking up your phone. Does it involve you playing something?
No. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. But what I do want to talk about is what kind of things, obviously without you giving away too much information.
Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You had to read that off of your phone?
I want to make sure I get it right.
It's not...
I've been reading this every day.
But Hot 97 is not a human being.
Well, I'll tell you about Hot 97. It's the kindest, bravest, warmest. Well, Gabby, please don't snicker in the background.
Yeah. Shh.
Hot 97 is the kindest,
yes,
bravest,
yeah,
warmest,
mm-hmm,
most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
That's the statement.
Yeah.
So have you heard from a lot of people?
Excuse me. I almost lost my voice last night.
Did a lot of people come out of the woodwork?
Oh, the woodwork. Like termites.
But was it exciting?
Yeah, it was cool.
Like, did you hear from anyone? Can you tell us anyone you heard from that was surprising to hear from? Even if it was just a what the fuck happened?
I can't remember. I'll tell you ones that meant the most.
Okay.
Like someone like Tretch, who I'm not like that close with. Very cool individual. I just saw him recently for that Jersey Who's Next concert that they did.
You were at that fuck fest?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard it was nudes in there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I didn't stay long because I had to do a show, but I was there for the beginning. But I saw Tretch there. But Tretch is cool. He did my improv show. We speak occasionally. And he wrote me the nicest message, like, yo, I can't say the first part. Yo, you'll never be cold. You're in my family. Got you no matter what. Whatever you need, my connects or your connects. Regardless, you always held us down. We got you. You'll never be cold. You'll never be hungry. I was just like,
my God.
Yeah, I was like, yo, Tretch, this is the nicest message I've ever gotten, period. Let alone from you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that
stuff
is really
like that.
Nice.
Yeah, like some real.
Do you think he'd lend you a machete if you needed one?
I think he would.
Or what about his green jacket from the OPP video?
That thing is very warm.
He said you'll never be cold.
But yeah, stuff like that, yo. Mad people hit me. Is it so mad?
What about Hove?
Huh? Hove? No, no Hove.
No Hove?
No.
Any big one? Any big major people? Anyone mage hit you?
Not really. Not huge, no.
What about Angie?
High 97 is the
kindest. You're not about to say, have you heard from Angie? Is that a violation?
Oh, you're asking seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go on Instagram, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you posted a picture with her. That's right. Yeah. I saw that. But also, what about just general opportunities? If people just reach out about opportunities,
a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And does it make you think, why the F didn't you hit me up while I just had a job?
Yes. And I had that discussion with, what's her name? Vanessa from XXL.
Okay.
She was saying the same thing. Like, she was wondering, like, you know, she's been doing this a long time, successful, had done major things with XXL. Just wondering why people don't at least check to see if you're available for something. And they said, when you're like an established person at an established place, you don't even cross people's minds because they think you're good where you're at.
Instead of thinking you want to do more, you want to make more money,
you're not even
you want
in
more
the
exposure.
Running. They're like, oh, no, he runs that spot. He's been there forever. He's good over there. Like, it's just a psychological thing. They just think you're good.
Has this led to anything that's like that you know of coming up? Any opportunities that are exciting that it could be on the horizon? Or is it all just conversations right
Yeah,
now?
A lot, but I can't, nothing
Nothing
solid.
You can say.
I mean, I'm going to sign with something big soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully today, but.
Are you today? Management?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to make what is it? What do you call those figures?
A diamond?
No, not geographical. Geometrical. I don't know how to make geometrical shapes with my hands, okay, guys?
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, yeah. I got to be honest. When people are hitting me up and they're like, oh, man. Well, this is the worst thing that happened. People going, I'm shocked. I went, are you really shocked? Like, did you not? Like, if you watch what played out over recent time, it's not shocking.
Oh. Yeah,
I was like, it's like, no, it's totally believable that this is where this is going.
No, the craziest shit in the world though is I've been putting up these jokes that I work for Uber now.
Oh, I love those jokes.
But come on, people, like people really think I work for Uber. Not that I have anything against it.
It's a good job.
If I was down in the dumps, I would take my car and go Uber. But like, guys, I just
wait. So every time you post one of those, many people will respond and be like, "Yo, Saif, come on, man."
My ex-girlfriend texted me, see if I was okay. This is someone who knows my sense of humor, watched me get into comedy, and was like, are you okay? What happened? I'm like, no, I had to leave. You know, it's cool, da 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 da. And then it was a long pause, and it goes, are you really driving for Uber? Like, you fucking stupid.
What the fuck? So you're not driving for Uber?
No.
Okay, just I wanted to be totally clear, because I was unsure. So anyways, guys, as you can hear in Saif's voice, he's hungry. He's cold. He's near homelessness. Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com.
Yeah.
/ Wanep podcast.
I mean, just so I could get a snack.
Saif, you're so thin. You're so thin.
A snack. People think I did this on purpose. No. It's because I'm poor and hungry.
Right. That's right. Did you say hungries?
Yeah. I say hungries now.
You started pluralizing just out of control.
No, it's hungries.
Oh my God. So I saw my parents this weekend. It is, you want to feel, so this will actually probably make you feel old seeing how long you've known me. My niece and nephew turn 7 tomorrow.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. 7. Do you remember when we were doing the show one day and my sister-in-law screamed at me because I called her at night and woke her up?
No, I don't remember.
And then I talked to her at work the next day. I came in and told you. I was like, I called my brother like 11 o'clock and she answered. She was like, don't fucking call this late. I just fell asleep. Because she was like super pregnant.
This is, oh, right.
Like she was on the verge of having the kids.
Damn.
Turning 7. That's not even babies at all. That's just like, that's not even little kids. People. It's like people. Children. It's just like they're children now. By the way, I got them an amazing, I'm working on cutting back my F words. I'll tell you why in a second.
You got them a bevel razor?
I got them the most beautiful bevel razor. And I said, listen, you're not going to be able to use this for 6 or 7 years. But they said, are you kidding? We already love getbevel.com. No, I got them like real, because they're twins. I got them real grown up, like kind of expensive walkie talkies. Because they're twins.
Right.
It's two of them.
Yeah.
So now they can talk.
Well, don't they
whenever talk they want.
With their weird twin powers?
Yeah, but now they can do it over a thing. It has a built-in flashlight. They're very excited. So we get to dinner, and dinner is funny with my family because my in-laws get along very well with my parents.
Right.
Who get along very well with my sister-in-law's parents, meaning my brother's wife's parents.
Right.
My brother's wife's parents get along very well with Alexa's parents.
Yeah.
So all the in-laws get together, even though they're kind of distantly related when you think about it.
They're all like D.C. area.
Because everyone lives there now. Okay. My brother's in-laws moved. When my brother moved, they moved down there.
Really?
What do they have in here? She's their only kid. So
and
when
they
moved
to the D.C. area just because she's moving down
there? No, because the twins moved.
They want to be by the kids?
What
do they do? Are they retired?
She was teaching. Now she's retired. He was retired.
And where did they live here?
In Queens.
Now they got like a nice house in D.C.
No, they have a condo on the D.C. Chevy Chase border. It's beautiful.
Right.
They'd never left New York for like more than a day. They love it. You know, a lot of people I realize who think they love New York, when they leave New York, actually realize they hate New York.
Nah, I think when you're older,
you're like, oh, this is relaxing.
Because New York, I love it for the hustle. But when the time comes, I'm getting that house in Vermont. That's happening.
So when it's time to not hustle.
Yeah, I'm getting that house in Vermont.
So they went down there. So we all get together and we go to a Chinese restaurant called Hollywood East.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Wheaton Plaza, which is a little interesting because Wheaton Plaza is like the semi hood mall in a generally nice part of town.
Yeah.
But this restaurant's really good. But it's weird because it's in the mall still. So it's like, it's inherently a little funny. But we go in there, sit down, all of us. It's one of those round tables with a Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
And when I say Lazy Susan, I don't mean an actually on the table. I just mean this lazy bitch named Susan who is our waitress. I'm just kidding. So anyways, we're right when we sit down, my dad goes, it is in front of everyone. My father-in-law is not there yet. My father-in-law referees high school basketball games and he's coming late from a game. So everyone else was there though. My mother-in-law, my wife, in front of the whole table. Jenny, my sister-in-law's parents. Peter, I listened to the podcast this week and you talk disgusting on it. All you use is F-bomb this and F-bomb that. Keep in mind, my dad has a filthy mouth of his own. This is complete bullshit. He's like, you're disgusting. You sound like you're not smart and you don't have enough words. What is wrong with you? And then it's chauvinist. You guys are like chauvinist, the things you say. It's disgusting. And my dad's like, my brother's like, not now. What are you even saying this? And I'm like, Dad, I'm like, look you. And he's like, what? And saying it to my mother-in-law. I'm like, I don't want you telling my mother-in-law that I sound like a chauvinist. I'm married to her daughter. And I'm like, Dad, you don't get the podcast. You don't understand the podcast. You have no, you know what he must be talking about too? What? We spent the whole podcast talking about, quote unquote, some imaginary ugly bitch with big tits. The whole podcast.
Who was that again?
You made her up.
Oh, in the car,
the
right?
Carhartt jacket and the Timberlands with the sneaky big tits. Looking although like, we never said sneaky big. People hit me up like, how did you guys not say she has sneaky big?
Oh, right. Because she's probably wearing like baggy clothes. Sweatshirt.
So we're talking about an imaginary girl calling her a bitch the whole time. And my dad thinks we're disgusting animals. That was how things started. Then when we go to leave, we're having the like incredible Jewish goodbye of the cinch where we're just standing, everyone's standing outside the restaurant. Now, when I say stand outside the restaurant, Jewish goodbye, just standing. You say goodbye and you just stand. 20 minutes of talking again, but standing. You've heard this before.
I never heard it referenced as the Jewish goodbye.
So the Jewish goodbye is, I put it on my Snapchat, but you get up and then you just stand at the table. So in the restaurant, they did it for 15 minutes.
Wait, what?
And then we did it outside.
Why in the restaurant?
Because they all stood up from the table and started talking at the table. Because it was a very like loose, open restaurant. Like next to our Jewish obnoxious table.
Oh, I guess I did the same thing this weekend.
What, you stood around a table?
Yeah.
After you get up?
Because like people were putting on their jackets,
yes,
and then you get into 10 a
minutes.
Convo.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we go outside. We stand. Now, keep in mind, when I say outside, because we were eating at a mall restaurant, outside is in the entranceway of the mall, right? So we're standing in the entranceway of the mall, and I see these two kids walk by, like two black, like 19-year-olds maybe. Yeah.
You got Dalmatian?
Spotted. Got it. So I see that they see me, whatever. They walk out, and they like standing in the doorway looking back, blah, blah. My brother told me this later, that when he heard them saying, like, is that Rosenberg? My brother was like, yeah, that's him. You should go say hi to him. My brother did this knowing it would make my dad's life
right
to see me get recognized.
Yeah,
I mean, he lives for that.
Right.
Lives for it. Tells
that's
other
crazy.
People about it for weeks.
It's crazy that you have that.
What do you mean? A dad?
Someone who cares.
A dad.
More than probably you care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a dad.
You know, I didn't just jump on the joke.
I missed it.
It's crazy that you have that. And I went, a dad?
I know.
It's funny. See, what a guy is, I'm making fun of Saif because he doesn't have a father. So he watches this whole thing. He sees them. I can feel my dad watching it. And then my dad runs up and starts taking pictures of them taking a picture with me. He ruins the entire experience. Anything that's cool about being recognized, completely ruined. Then makes me pose in a picture with them. And then has the nerve when the kids walk away, my dad says to everyone else, oh my God, he just made their day. And I'm like, they made your day. What do you mean I made their day? Maybe, but you made their day. Oh, so embarrassing. I love that my dad's proud of me. Although, here's what you're not missing about a dad. 5 minutes before this happened, I'm talking to my dad about the gig I have next week, which is I'm doing red carpet for E! Online for the Grammys. Very excited about this. It's a big deal. E! Online, as you know, probably.
Wait, aren't you going to London?
And that's the end of February. This week's L.A., Grammys.
Oh, I thought you were going to London this week.
L.A. this week.
Oh.
Grammy Sunday. I'm on the red carpet with like Terrence J. As like, they'll bring me in 3 or 4 times as a music expert.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's dope.
That's first big gig my agents have gotten for me.
Yeah.
So I tell my dad about it, and I'm trying to describe it, and like my dad doesn't know that E! Online is like bigger than most websites. It's not the same as like, you know, E! Online's a big, it's a thing during the award shows.
Right.
My dad's like, no, it's cool. So could it lead to anything on TV or,
I hate those questions.
And I'm like, Dad, it's just a big thing. And then my brother jumps in and is like, Peter, if you were on the NBC Nightly News, Dad would be like, do you think this could lead to something else though?
Yeah.
Not that this is that, but it is a... So in one sense, I totally get like, he doesn't realize he's kind of knocking me down. It makes me feel a little bit crappy when he says that. That I'm like, I'm proud of doing online. It's a step I'm trying to take. And then a minute later, you realize that they're just, your parents are just so desperate. Like the approval you get is approval for them. Because parents are so obsessed with their kids.
Some.
What do you mean?
Some parents are. Some aren't.
Is your mom obsessed with you?
No.
You don't think your mom is like obsessed with your, like was very excited about your success?
Yeah, proud, not obsessed. It's different.
Like you don't think she takes her own self-worth based on your success?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But you and your mom are a different animal.
Yeah.
I mean, at your wedding, you danced to...
Wiggle It. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my week at home. With my parents, which was very interesting.
Wait, so did you? Oh, your brother didn't explain to him. He just said to you, no matter if you, even if you're on nightly news.
Oh yeah, you know, he said in front of my dad, so my dad could hear it. My dad doesn't realize that he's like sort of knocking me down a peg. Like he just doesn't. My dad is obsessed with his friends who have famous children, no matter how
that's weird.
Famous they are.
That's got to be weird.
It's annoying. He like okay, so my dad, the famous friends.
Since I've known you,
let's see
who I know.
There's only two.
There's three. Well, not kids, but three people I know associated with your family that are famous.
Oh, okay.
There's Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, but he doesn't count because he's like my dad's. I mean, he's like 50.
Right. Okay, so family friend who's famous.
Though. Yeah,
Stephanopoulos. Did you ever see? You know his wife?
I've never met her.
She was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee once.
She's like an actress. And comedian.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah. She's a thing.
She's kind of cute.
Are you shocked? I mean, let's young George Steffo.
She looked tall, too.
Taller than him, I'm sure.
Anyway, so the...
Wolf? Doesn't matter.
Oh, I forgot about Wolf. There's Sarah Silverman.
Yes, doesn't matter either.
The kid from The Office.
Yes. Now you're...
What's
now
his name?
BJ Novak.
Yeah, BJ Novak.
So my dad will be... I always know that BJ Novak is the bar. Because Sarah's also way older than me, too. Sarah was starting to get popular when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, okay. So he's talking about people like...
And it's specifically children of his friends.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
That's who BJ Novak is.
Yes, because George and Wolf are my dad's friends.
Right.
And they're famous. He doesn't care. But it's his friends who have children who aspired to be famous.
Okay, got it.
Who are out-famousing me, right? So BJ Novak from The Office is very successful. He's like a producer and a writer, and he wrote a book that was a bestseller.
Really?
He's done really, really well.
Yeah.
I have no jealousy of BJ Novak, though. We have totally different paths. He's richer than me, I'm sure.
Thinking about starting a podcast with him.
And then the other one who my dad used to mention all the time, and my brother will troll me, too. He'll be like, oh my God, dad's here talking about so-and-so. But he'll be lying, just like, because he knows. You know who else it is? One of your former colleagues.
Who?
Gideon Yeago.
Who's that again?
The guy from MTV
News.
Yeah. I'm like, I remember Gideon. I used to hear about Gideon Yeago all the time. Oh, Gideon Yeago this, Gideon Yeago that.
Yeago.
Fuck out of here with Gideon Yeago.
It's an ill name, though.
It is an ill name.
What's your name? Gideon.
Yeago. Gideon Yeago. Anyways, these are serious first world problems. I recognize that. And then I understand, though. You know what? My dad just wants me to be famous without him having to explain it to anyone.
Right.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't want, even though he'll say the people who don't know who I am are idiots, the truth is he just wants everyone he meets to know who I am and have it not be iffy. Now, as a result, my dad instead just asks every black person he meets if they know who I am. I'm not kidding. I mean, not everyone, but any black person under the age of 55 is going to, even if it may not be asked, but it'll be referenced.
Yeah.
He'll be like, so, you know, my son, Peter Rosenberg, and just hope they say something. He'll probably stare at them weirdly. Like, Peter Rosenberg? He did it with the guy at, what's the hotel you love that does the cookies?
Oh, Doubletree.
Oh, yeah. Some guy at a Doubletree. He's like, oh, I got extra cookies. He knew who you were. I was like, let me guess. There was a black guy. And you asked him if you knew who I was.
Oh, that's great.
Saif, are you, do you know Fam?
Donald Glover's Fam?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Do you mind if we call him?
No. Why are you calling him?
Just because I think Fam is a good periodic phone call to make for the podcast. Guys, our volume up on the,
I gotta press 4, 3 and 4. I hear it. Oh, shit. This is crazy.
You hear it?
Hear the phone.
Oh yeah, I did hear it. I hear it too.
I don't know. Now that we're getting help from Bill,
yo, what up?
Is this an approved guest?
Fam.
Yo, what up?
Hey guys, it's my friend Fam. Saif, say hi to Fam.
Yo, Fam, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? Who am I talking to, man? Announce yourself, man.
Yo, it's no, that's how he sounds all the time. Don't worry about it. This would be the Juan Epstein podcast. It'd be Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg.
Okay. Okay, man, I don't like people just saying hello without saying their name. That's kind of weird, man.
This is your friend, Rosenberg, and you don't have Rosenberg's number stored in your phone.
Fam, was this the first time
I do, man, but you just called me out, I don't know, like somebody else had a voice there. And it was
Oh, you have a flip phone. You have a Motorola Razr, and you didn't look at the caller ID.
Yo, those Razors were very underrated, man. But whatever. Move on.
No, that's true. StarTAC also was big. Fam, no, I just wanted to say hi because I realized we've never had you call the podcast, and you're a man who delivers such wisdom in the world in general. And I was like, I feel like I wanted to see what was on your mind, just see what's on your mind this morning and see how you're doing.
Man, that's kind of cool. I mean, You never actually call me like that just in real life, though, just to see how I'm doing.
That is bullshit. That is a lie, first of all. I do call you.
So it's great that you're giving this a platform to kind of like show love from man to another man. You
know? Well, if you're going to show love to another man, you have to do it in a platform of like a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I fuck with that. I mean, we all met up yesterday.
Who's we all?
We watched the Super Bowl. Some friends, you know, friends that make music and things of that nature.
Was anyone famous there besides Donald Glover?
Yeah, there was.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
I mean, you know, like those kid rappers, like a younger rapper. I don't want to put his name out there.
You with Ray Shremmer? You know? You hanging out with Ray Shremmer?
Jaden Smith? You hanging out with Jaden Smith?
Oh, it probably was Jaden Smith.
Hey, with some real shit, though, I had a conversation with that dude, and he's going to change the world this year, man.
Jaden?
Like, for real. Yeah, absolutely. Because he got the resources, you know?
A lot of people don't know how deep Jaden Smith is, son.
Well, it's because he's deep, but he also hasn't experienced the world, so he has no reference point on like what's real and what's fake. But
Making a joke. I didn't know. I didn't know it was real.
Wait, you were
Hey, on everything, I'm for real, man. Oh, but really, what I'm thinking this morning is I feel bad for Marshawn Lynch, man, because he's a genius, and now we won't be able to see how genius he would have been when he retired after they won.
Is that what you think? Hold on. Is that what you think would have happened if he had won the game? You think he would have retired?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He would have Barry Sanders it and then got hella sponsorships. And then, you know, he's never talked, so he knows the value of his words. So guess what he would have done? A dope-ass interview, write a book, you know what I'm saying, represent for California, all that good stuff.
Saif, do you know who Marshawn Lynch is?
I just heard of him this week.
Saif, what did you think of the Super Bowl? We're yet to ask you. What did you think of the Super Bowl?
The first 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Annoyed me.
Why?
Well, because I was in a, I was at the stand, the comedy club,
yeah.
And I was working on my laptop, and they put the game on, and it was like, what's happening, guys? Why are you putting this loud noise on? And I had to go downstairs to the comedy room to finish my work.
And then, what do you think of the rest of the game?
Hey,
oh, there was the rest of the game,
and that was it. You didn't see any more.
Oh, I didn't see any of that part.
Hey, Saif is an artist, man. I respect that, man.
Saif is a lot of things.
That's tight. That's tight, man. He doesn't give a fuck about sports, man. And he's just out here really, you know, doing what he loves, man. That's how you're supposed to do it.
No, Saif's on his grizzly.
Be real.
Did you hear what happened to Saif? Did you hear that he's...
What happened to Saif?
Oh, man. So do you guys need an extra security person or anything? Or like, Saif, what else can you do?
Fam, I would just like to tell you that... Fam.
Yeah, I hear you, Saif. I hear you. Yeah, go
ahead. Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
That's the only statement Saif's allowed to make.
Then why are you leaving, though? Then why are you leaving? I know what happened.
Okay, you didn't know.
I want to hear out of your mouth, but...
No, he won't. He's only giving us a very Drake-like statement off of his cell phone, reading off the iPhone.
Hey, Saif's supposed to be the man of the people who really speaks from his heart, not like that troll on the other station, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, listen, you never know. Saif might end up with him. Saif and him might be doing a show together next week. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
If he does, please let me on, because I could outwit that dude, man. He's very unarmed.
Fam, a lot of people aren't ready for what you're ready to bring to the table, fam. And I'm very excited for the world to see. Although you did have a great interlude on Donald's mixtape. Ooh, speaking of which, here is something relevant to ask you, actually. You are Childish Gambino's manager. This week is the Grammys. This week's the Grammys. Yeah. Do you have any expectations, thoughts, or anything on Donald winning the Grammy for Best Rap Album?
Well, people have been talking about the Grammys, but to my recollection, we're not even going to be broadcasted. It's not going to be televised. So even if we get signed, people will barely even know about it. So... It's a story only if we win. I mean, only if we lose. Because Iggy's going to win. So nobody's going to care. You know what I mean? Like, Iggy, Eminem, that's really who's competing against each other. If Donald slips in there,
see?
You know, hey, we make
But I'm telling you, my... excuse me. My theory is the votes could get split between Eminem and Iggy, and then here you guys come and you steal it.
Steal what, though? What are we stealing? What? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're right. That's messed up. You're right. That's messed up. Why'd I even verbalize it like that?
You know what I'm saying? If we say steal, I might have to send text messages to everybody. But you know what I'm saying? What are we really stealing? Grammys are great up until the day after the Grammys. Just remember that, man. Like, nobody cares about a Grammy after you win it. It's all about anticipation and actually getting nominated and that the same day, the moment you win. But after that, nobody cares.
Is there anything else going on that's exciting in your life, fam, that you want to tell anyone else about, or just anything in the world we should be thinking about as human beings?
Yo, you should be thinking about Carrie Foe.
I was going to say, don't say Carrie Foe.
What's that?
That's all I care about, man. Look, man, I'm homeless, man. I don't make money. I'm just out here just giving advice to random people. So I just want to big up anybody I feel like deserves it, man, because I don't really have any personal stakes in anything. The script is reading really well for Atlanta. I'll say that much. For Donald's show, that shit's about to pop.
You guys got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. We do, man. And everybody should just chill out and stop asking so many questions.
Well, on that note,
allow people to get a moment.
On that note, I apologize for asking any questions, and I will see you. And I will see you in Los Angeles at the end of the week.
Yeah, hopefully, we'll see.
Yeah, don't commit. Sorry.
Come to Crenshaw though.
No,
I ain't really about to be where you at, but you can come down to me though. We could go to Serving Spoon, Inglewood.
I don't know Inglewood. I remember Inglewood for that scene in the movie Grand Canyon when Kevin Klein gets lost after the Lakers game. It was pretty terrifying.
You just hit me. You just said Inglewood and Kevin Klein as how you know.
All right, fam. Talk to you soon, bro.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah, all right, man.
Yeah. All right. Fam is one of those guys he's one of those dudes who just says regular. I threw him on the spot there, but he's one of those guys that when you hang out with him, just drops regular wisdom all the time. Very useful to have a guy like that, Sife, who's your wisdom dropper?
I don't know. Like,
do you have
that
kind of
wisdom?
Yeah, do you have like an old Jamaican guy who rolls around with your crew and just says like, you know, statements that are necessary sometimes?
No, nah, not really. Not anymore.
No one?
Do we have anyone like that? Nah. Probably me. I'm probably their wisdom guy.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Do you think that if we call Questlove, he'll answer?
Why are we calling people?
I don't know. I was just thinking I wanted to call people today because we have the ability now to plug it in, but we don't have to by any means. We were supposed to have Cool DJ Red Alert today, but let me tell you something about Cool DJ Red Alert and emailing and plans with him. Can I tell you what his last email said?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to tell you in one second. I'm going to tell you what Cool DJ Red Alert's email said right after this. Bevel. Getbevel.com.
Yeah.
They have a code you can use there. Guess what the code is?
Something to do with Juan Epp?
That's right, Juan Epp. And if you go to getbevel.com right now and type in the code Juan Epp, you get 20% off your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL, getbevel.com. Sife, do you want clearer, smoother skin?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, well, how do you know that Bevel's the first and only shaving system created for men with coarse or curly hair?
I know now. I know now that you told me the information.
How would you describe your hair?
Coarse and curly.
Do you know who Dr. Michelle Henry is?
Of course.
Who is she?
I don't know. You know that these shorts are she?
She's a dermatologist. Do I know it's a she?
Yeah.
Yes, Michelle. You know what?
What if it's Jean-Michel?
It's not. It's okay. Dr. Michelle Henry.
Okay.
And she tested this thing out to make sure that men will see reduced razor bumps.
Yeah.
Reduced discoloration.
Yeah.
Reduced irritation. Mm-hmm. All right. It's pretty amazing. Actually, you know how you know this is legit? Nas is actually an investor in this company.
I heard that.
Yeah. And who, you know what I say?
I don't know about any of that. I know it's legit because I tried it. I've never put a razor to my face until a Bevel.
I gotta be honest, I don't believe you did it. You really use this?
I used the brush. It was like I was in Mad Men or something. I put the shaving cream on the brush. Brush to the face.
And how'd it feel?
It was crazy. It was smooth.
I gotta say, I don't want to say it, but can I rub your face?
I can't allow it.
Let me just rub your face.
I can't allow it.
It looks smooth. It's the smoothest I've ever seen your face.
I shaved on Friday. It's not smooth anymore.
I know, but still, it looks really good. So, guys, they're going to send you an amazing starter kit. It comes with a double-edged safety razor, shaving brush, as Sife described, the blades, the priming oil, the shaving cream, which is luxurious. Upgrade your shaving routine and support Juan Epstein at the same time. Check out getbevel.com. Use the code WANEP to get 20% off. That's easy. Getbevel.com. GETBEVEL.com. And use the code WANEP.
Very easy.
And guys, you don't want commercials. You're not going to get commercials. Support our friends at Bevel. God, we've been waiting for 7 years to find people who really would want to support this podcast. And Bevel understands and gets us. And we appreciate them. So thank you. So I reach out to Cool DJ Red Alert.
Shout it out.
So I've been asking him back and forth about, will you come on the show? Mm-hmm. Here's what he said to me as of yesterday when I followed up to say, can you do tomorrow at noon? Peace, sir. I got to let you know when my time is free. What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with that, Red? Now, you know who I am? So I'm going to wait and he's going to tell me when he's going to be free? Okay, I got to ask you a question.
Now that I think about it, I've never heard an interview with Red Alert.
What do you say?
I've never heard an interview with him.
I know. It's going to be Mage when we get it. I'm very excited. How do you feel about us having Kenny Dope on the podcast?
Oh, I love Kenny Dope.
Really? Kenny Dope fan? You think our fans will, you think the one-up heads will know?
That's more obscure than Salam. Salam Remy's obscure.
And you think that's more?
Oh, you know what? But he's like a dope. So I bet you Salam loves Kenny Dope.
Of course. Oh my, they're similar actually. In some ways,
yeah,
they're similar.
They are. Oh shit! Kenny Dope is the Puerto Rican Salam Remy. Kenny Dope is mad cool though.
Wait, who did Dan Dada? Now this is super cat.
That's Kenny Dope. Yeah.
Dan Dada. So that's why I think of them as similar,
right?
Because Salam did Get a Red Hot Remix,
right?
And he did the Dan Dada.
Those
records
used to go together.
Oh, my.
Perfectly.
Did they go together? I mean, like, it was a built-in blend.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
So we should get Kenny Dope.
He's not as, I don't think he has as many hits as Salam did, like, later on, especially. But he had some of those classic 90s records that are fucking amazing. And he had a lot of big house records.
Oh, yeah. And then he's a huge DJ as well.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
Is that a fat joke?
No, is he fat?
Last time I saw him, he was kind of large. He used to come into Fat Beats.
Is that a fat joke?
Yo, Kenny Dope used to come into Fat Beats and just go to the wall where we had like all the new releases, like mostly independent stuff, and just buy two of everything. He didn't even listen to it.
Well, he'd ask for the whole everything.
Just give me two of everything. When he walked in, I used to be like, two on the wall? He's like, yeah. And I just get two records from every slot in the wall. And you just buy them.
Don't you wish that when
boxed,
you...
And he had a truck outside just waiting.
So how many records would that be each time? 40?
Not more than that.
Well, you'd get two of each, too. So you're talking about
maybe like
20 know, releases. Yeah, like 40, 50 records, right? 20, 25 releases?
It'd be like 100 records. Because he'd buy some other shit, too.
How often would he come in?
Like he every 6 months. Something
oh,
like that.
Okay. Got it. So it'd be every once.
Yeah, and then he would like, he would go and dig for like older stuff himself.
I always hated digging Fat Beats. It was shit.
No, there's some cool shit in there.
You took everything out. You guys didn't let anything get on the floor. It was all reissues, the old stuff.
But that's how it was back then.
I know, it sucked. I didn't go dig there. I just went there to get what was on the wall. Oh. Whenever I dug, it was nothing really in there.
Yeah, but you got to look at a new DJ, a kid, like.
Yeah, but also, you got Fat Beats. Fat Beats was really prime also on reissues. You guys had all the reissues, too.
Yeah.
I always get thrown off.
You hate reissues?
Yeah, because I always collected the originals, so I'd see the reissue. It made me feel bad.
Dude, what if you're a 19-year-old kid?
Then you hustle and you go find an original. Although, you know what the funny part is? As time goes on, when a reissue becomes 10 years old, is it even really a reissue anymore?
I mean, it's not the original, but no.
But like, I have some records that I don't remember.
When you put a needle to it, does music come out?
Yeah, it plays.
You think like when you play a reissue, like 2 minutes into the song, there's a voice that goes, reissue. Reissue.
This is not an original pressing. I just spent a lot of money on a 45 a couple weeks ago, Sife.
How much?
A lot. $90.
What 45?
Daisy Lady, Eighth Wonder.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Sing it for the people.
Something like that, right?
That's it. Yeah. In my opinion, it would go Was that pretty accurate?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna work on getting Kenny Dope as well. He's the one I want to get. I talked to Just Blaze earlier today.
Oh, I'm Just Blaze doing my improv show.
When?
2 weeks, I think.
So maybe we should have him on then.
That'll work.
You have him on All-Star Weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, All-Star Weekend.
By the way, you know what everyone's talking about? All-Star Weekend, there's two things people are talking about. The dunk contest and Sife's improv show.
Oh.
What'd you say, Kevin Hart?
No, they should be talking about the event I got with Carmelo Anthony.
Damn.
Yeah, and the head of Intel. Oh, I meant to tell you guys, I'm in the tech world now.
Damn, you're out. Wait, does this have to do with the headphones?
No.
He has another thing?
Yeah, the startup stuff we're doing.
Woo! Yeah. What's the startup stuff? When can you tell us?
Listen, guys, if you're out there, if you're an inventor or some kind of a...
What's an inventor? I don't even know what that is.
Inventor.
Oh, an inventor.
You're an inventor.
Do you mean like from Back to the Future?
Yeah, if you have a flux capacitor and you want to get it invested in, holla at me.
Have you invested in technology?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Legitimately?
Yes.
Can you tell us about the technology?
No.
When can you ever tell us anything?
when the paperwork is signed.
And then you can tell us what it is?
And also, I signed some other paperwork recently.
What? What other paperwork?
Some big paperwork.
What's it related to, the big paperwork?
Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, paperwork. Warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
That's not even a real statement. I don't believe you. Shut up, Gabby. I can hear you. Sife. You're going to have so many business dealings going on.
That's the thing. I already had them going on.
I know. You've had a lot going on.
And I was kept... can't say that.
You can't say anything. What is the point of this podcast? You're not allowed to say words. You know what? There's only one thing we can do on this podcast to make it better. And I know what it is. It's called Nori. Why? I got to tell you a great story. Nori hit me up after Flex's last rant. He's actually the person who showed it to me. Like when Flex did the Hove rant.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it yet until Nori hit me up. And then he sent me the link, and the line after he sent it was, "Don't tell anyone I know how to send links." Oh, God.
He's got a weird thing about
pretending that he's...
No, and he doesn't send music. He doesn't email music because I think he got hacked once in like 2004 or 2005.
Oh, so he likes to text links.
Yeah.
I know. It's insane. I'm never going to listen to it if you do that. You have to send me... You have to email me the link.
You have to email... He doesn't send music through email.
Do you have his current number? I don't know where his current number is. Why is it not coming up here?
Probably people don't...
Oh, no. Here it is. Here it is. It's under Nori. I didn't know if I'd saved it properly. Let's see if he answers. I will bet even money he answers. What would you bet, Sife? Prediction. Answer or no answer?
Answer. Yeah, I'm doing something right now. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, NOR.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. It's me and Sife.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing
Juan Epstein.
He's running.
We're doing Juan Epstein. Are you on the run right now?
Yeah, I'm actually jogging, yeah.
Oh, my God, Sife. We're talking to Nori literally on the run? This is amazing.
I was in that video.
Woo!
You were?
Yeah.
Nori, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How you guys?
Hang, hang, chicken?
Hang, hang, hood, chicken. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I don't want chicken no more. So, hang, hang.
So, hold on. Are you back on Thin Nori again?
Yeah, I'm actually, I don't know. I think I'm medium Nori. I'm not sure if I'm skinny. Yeah.
But you're...
I'm not as skinny as Sife.
No.
It's like the 40-day set. Rich man's diet. That's a rich man's diet.
Sife is killing it. Well, no, don't talk about a rich man diet. You're the man who has spent so long juicing. Are you still juicing so much?
Yeah, I still juice. I don't eat meat, and I just jog mainly every day.
But I got to tell you, Nori, how long have you been jogging? Like in this actual session, how many minutes have you been jogging?
Oh, I'm only like a mile 25, but I'm doing 5 miles. I'll go do a couple of pull-ups, a couple of dips. That's it.
I got to tell you, Sife, don't you think he has tremendous breath control right now for having just run a mile?
Really good.
And I stopped smoking cigarettes. I got like four or five days. Yeah, I mean, I went 2 months without smoking cigarettes, and I went back to that drinking again. I started smoking a little bit, but I stopped again. But if you want to get healthier and you still want to smoke, we're selling the Nori shorts on www.bokesbake.com.
Wait, say it. You broke up. You broke up. It's www. He never says three W's, by the way.
Bogeybake.com. You will get the Nori shorts, which is.
I still don't understand what this is.
Which is my own version of vapor, but it's smoke healthier. So you know what I mean. You're not your tongue stink, your teeth ain't getting yellow, and you know.
All right. So what I can make out from the terrible phone service you have right now is on this website you're selling like a vaporizer.
Yeah. My phone is actually in my jogging thing. You know, the thing that goes around your arm.
All right. So what's the website? What's the website one more time, Nori?
It's Bogeyvape.com.
Bogeyvape.com.
Now, you can get things from Bogeyvape, but if you want to get the Nori shorts, something similar to Newport, if Newport actually makes electronic cigarettes, the closest
thing and Nori. That makes sense.
It's called Noriport. Yeah, it's called Noriport because I used to be Newport's main representative. They just forgot to pay me.
They forgot to pay you.
I'm starting my own company. Yeah,
I forgot. It's a shame that they always forgot to pay you. By the way, Nori, did you happen to hear my Joey Badass freestyle where I had him rhyme over "True Confessions" by Tragedy Khadafi?
I absolutely did not hear that, man. I feel less hip hop.
You are less hip hop. You are less hip hop. But Nori, we love you. Get back to your jog. We literally just wanted to check in and say hello.
Absolutely. Be safe and fight 40-day reset. It's an expensive man diet, man. Expensive, very expensive.
He's out you.
It's all about saving lives, Nori.
Yeah. All right, my brothers. One love.
Peace, Nori.
Let me get back to my brother.
Later, bud.
I hit you up. All right, peace.
Nori, N-O-R, Nori on the right. Sife, what did you just see on your phone that got you excited? Let me guess.
Double XL.
Article?
Double X, put the title.
Let me see it. Let me see it right now while we're doing the podcast.
You read it.
Exactly.
You read it. Double XL just dropped some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here we go. Double XL. Sypha Sounds and Alicia Keys have an improv TV show in the works.
Holla.
Why did they? I'm very excited to hear this, although I have heard some things about that. Why such a fat picture of you, though? What are you going to do about this?
Why won't they use the new pictures?
You have to go. You need to go to a ton of events. So when Johnny Nunez, you need to get enough wire image photos up there of you thin.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They're using all the fat pics.
You look like a disgusting heathen animal.
All the talk about me, left and right and left, all these old fuck. The one with the green hat?
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here with the green hat picture.
Oh, there's some pictures of you that are so repugnant.
The two-tone green hat?
Do you want to take a moment at this point?
Fucking assholes. I'm not supposed to curse a lot, right?
Because of my dad.
Yeah.
Do you want to take this moment right now to apologize to me for having to be with you when you were such a fat, disgusting slob for all those years? Look at you! Yeah, all right, here we go. I guess I'm allowed to say this. It's in an article, so I can't see why I would not.
Well, I want to say that Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, warmest,
and
most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Okay. Sypha Sounds and Alicia Keys have an improv TV show in the works. The last few months have sparked major changes for Hot 97, Angie Martinez, blah, 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 blah. Big Dennis, much as Sypha Sounds. The station that New Yorkers, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Nessa, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I want to get past the radio station and get into you. What got into you and Peter Rosenberg on that episode of Juan Epstein that you just let it all out?
Oh, it's like an interview?
Honestly, if you listen to Juan Epstein, we talk 100% honest all the time. There's nothing about that podcast that's different from any other one. It just so happened to be a hot topic at the moment.
I didn't say that. This bitch butchered my words. Nah, she was very cool. Miranda, very nice. Dope interviewer. And if she wasn't my friend's little piece, I'd look at her differently. Sorry.
Did the podcast have any connection with you in Hot 97 Parting Ways? No, none at all. Many people got that impression. Yeah, I guess me leaving made people listen to it. And that's just foreshadowing, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You show love to Nessa, of course. She's awesome. Shout out to Nessa. Sife, I know you don't work there anymore, but you can't
love me some nails.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, man. I can't say that.
Why are you talking with that accent?
You like some,
hold on, by the way,
mashed taters.
I like them french fried tater. I make the face too. I can't help but make the face when I do it.
he
what is it?
Something funny, not haha funny.
When he's talking about John Ritter
I don't
being
even
gay.
Know.
I'm talking about, you don't know what movie I'm doing?
Nah, you always do that. I don't know what it's from.
Slim Blade.
It was hood.
Sife, do you know how good my impression is of Slim Blade?
It's excellent.
You don't know what I'm... But no, you don't know that.
I don't know.
You never heard it.
I like them French fried tater. Mm-hmm.
I got to pull it up. You want to hear a clip? Yeah, you have kind of to hear a clip now. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Okay, I just want to be clear with you. It appears that besides the headline, I don't see any... Oh, no, here it is. Here it is. A VH1 show in the works with Alicia Keys.
Definitely not VH1 show.
It says that in the article. Okay. Sife breaks down the
that
final...
That bitch butchered my words!
Sife breaks down the final few months of his tenure and unveiled a few of his new endeavors, like a VH1 show in the works of Alicia Keys.
No, I said the producer of our VH1 show is one of our partners.
Is that... Would that be Ian Gelfand?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta call Ian today.
Do you have a home for this show?
It's in the works.
And can you say anything else about the show, since they didn't say very much in the article? Is there anything else you can say?
No.
That was it.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
That was actually too much. Oh, God, you're going to be in trouble. Have you gotten to know Alicia Keys really well?
No. Were you her people.
You weren't invited to her birthday party.
I wasn't here.
Were you invited?
I wasn't in town.
But were you invited? It's a simple question.
What do you mean invited?
Did anyone invite you to the party?
They knew I was out of town.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Her people knew I was out of town.
So, yeah. So, yeah, you would have been invited. 100%.
They know.
No, they knew.
I told them I'm out of town.
100%. I fully...
What does invited mean?
It means that someone sent an invitation.
But could I have called and asked to go? And
no.
They would have said yes? That doesn't count.
That would be inviting yourself.
Okay, what? So, that's inviting.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's the opposite.
I told them I was going to be out of town.
Okay, that part's good. We've established that part.
So, does that count as they probably were going to
invite me?
It
counts as you being out of town.
No, but the people who do the inviting knew I was out of town.
Right.
So why would they send me an invite? My name came up on the list. Oh, no, cross him off. He's out of town.
No, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
But I still can't say you were invited. That would be, that's something going too far.
I shouldn't have told him. I should have got the invite and then
and
declined.
And then told him. Yeah, you should have politely declined. 100%.
But I didn't know I was getting an invite. I didn't know it was happening.
That's a good point. By the way, I have some interesting news for you. I just figured out today that the whole time Questlove had been pretending I was on his good phone. I was on his bullshit phone.
No.
Yes.
I thought you were on the good phone.
I just got on the good phone. And let's call him right now and see if he answers.
How'd you get on the good phone? How do you know?
I said...
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
He's at work.
Oh, no. I forgot a number. Hold on. I forgot a number. I'm short a number. I messed up. That was my fault.
He's at work, bro.
No, bruh. Listen here, bruh.
Did you see Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell and Fallon?
No. How were they?
I saw it at the cellar last night. It was on mute, though, but it looked funny as shit.
Oh, my God. It's even worse. He gave me one number too few.
Let's call every number. Is it the middle? We don't know which one is missing.
It's the last number.
How do you know?
I don't.
How do you know? Maybe he thinks he put the last number.
Fuck. Let's call the bullshit number and see what happens. This is so fucked up. And you know how I knew it was the bullshit number? Because you know he has an iPhone. And when I text you,
it's green.
That joins green every time. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Whoa. Answering machine. Please text.
You son of a bitch.
Don't leave a message. I never check it.
Don't leave a message? How about I will leave a message?
Yeah, we're leaving messages.
I'm bad.
Dear Questlove.
You piece of shit. This is Juan Epstein, your favorite podcast. And guess what? I tried to call your other number. But I realized you gave me only, hold on, how many numbers is a real number?
7.
Well, but with the other 3. Well, 10. You only gave me 9.
9 numbers, you piece of shit.
How dare you, Questlove?
You remind me of a bitch with a Carhartt jacket.
He hasn't heard that episode yet. Anyways, Quest, we were calling you to say hi on the podcast and see how things are going. And I wanted to see what you were doing for the Super Bowl last night because he was posting pictures and I couldn't figure out where he was.
Mm.
So anyways.
You should tell him about Bevel.
Ooh. We do have an amazing new sponsor called Bevel. GetBevel.com. Use the code WANEP. They're an amazing. They have razors for our kind of skin. Well, I guess ours is slightly different. But, you know, Jews, Puerto Ricans, black people, all that stuff. All right. Well, I'll call you later.
Tell him about the Nas part. He'll love that.
Nas is an investor in it, if that helps. Anyways. All right, Quest. Goodbye. Sorry we called you a piece of shit. We didn't mean it. All right. Bye. Hey, did you see Selma?
No.
Really good.
Really good?
Really, really good. Add that to the list, Gabby. He needs to watch that. Write that down. I can't add. I can't tell her to add to the list.
She's not gonna do it.
Will you tell her to do it?
I'll wait for her to come.
I have it. Do you want it?
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch. I shouldn't say.
Yeah. How do I?
By the way, you want to
get some of those?
Yes.
Washing the car.
You want to know what Jewish guilt feels like? I bootlegged Selma and bought 2 adult tickets online.
What do you mean you bootlegged it?
I got a copy of it from someone, like an illegal probably screener that someone gave me. And because I never got sent that screener. And I went on Movie Phone and bought 2 $16 tickets and didn't go to the theater.
Didn't go to the movie? What?
Because I felt too bad. I paid $32 for no reason just to support Selma. Is that liberal guilt of a different level?
That
or
is
what?
Insane.
Thank you.
That is insane.
Thank you very much. I felt
I mean, I get it. And I actually would do something similar, but I would go watch it.
Right. No, I was too lazy. The weather's been cold. And honestly, I'll tell you this. It's a great movie. It doesn't require the big screen. It, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's just a really good
story.
Movie. It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's not... Well, I saw Birdman at home, too, on a legal screener. That was legal. Have you seen Birdman?
No, I want to see it.
I think you'll
love
it.
I'm going to go watch it, though.
I think you'll love Birdman. Do you say go watch or go see?
I say both.
No. You got to go watch it. You got to go see a movie.
Why?
Because you stay home and watch a movie.
What's the difference?
You go see a movie in the theater. You stay home and watch a movie at home. Am I right? Am
you
I right?
Could watch a movie in the theater?
No.
Why not? Where's the breakdown? Why is it improper English?
According to me, you go and see a movie, you stay home and watch a movie.
No, that's your own. That's your thing.
Come on.
No. That doesn't make sense.
You really don't think so?
No. You go see a movie. You go watch a movie.
No.
I don't see the difference.
Yeah, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to watch Friends.
Yeah, at home I wouldn't say see. I'm going to go see Friends.
Right.
But in the theater, why can't you say watch?
It's just not right. I don't know why it's not
right. It doesn't work at home, but it works in the theater.
I don't know why it's not right. Wow. So I just got sent an article. You're not going to care about this. It's too bad.
Okay.
There's a actually it's conspiracy theory. Could you care?
Yeah.
From The Nation. You know the magazine The Nation? It's like a really big liberal magazine. Conspiracy theories abound in U.S. history. A way to explain the unexplainable, blah, blah, blah. Who put James Earl Ray in position, blah, blah, blah. Sports, blah, blah, blah. In the stunning aftermath of the Super Bowl, after that unfathomable decision, conspiracy theories sprouted like Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors. Sife, do you like that reference?
No, I never saw the movie.
Jesus. I'm not talking about Twitter theories, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about people inside Seattle's own locker room. I'm talking about texts I received from mainstream writers who don't want to write it up. The theory goes something like this. Russell Wilson, your young, clean-cut, God-fearing, media-perfect quarterback. If one was creating a superstar face to market for the 21st century, chances are they would look, sound, and basically be Russell Wilson. I know where this is going to go. As opposed to Marshawn Lynch,
Wilson?
He's the quarterback for Seattle.
Half black? Or black?
Russell, I think Russell's, I think he's biracial. Didn't I just say that?
I wasn't listening. Oh. You're talking about sports, right?
I know, but you said it's a conspiracy theory.
Sports, though.
The bottom line is, the conspiracy theory lies in the fact that the Seahawks coach Pete Carroll believed that the last yard the Seahawks needed for that Super Bowl was a gimme. And all things being equal, much better to have the iconic Super Bowl moment go to Russell Wilson than to Marshawn Lynch. The politics of race, respectability, of public relations, and what's in the best interest of a $2 billion corporation all played into this. That's the theory. Very interesting.
Sorry, what's happening?
So basically, the game came down to one last play, right?
Mm-hmm.
The theory isn't that they threw the game, but the theory, the Seahawks.
Why?
Because what happened was they ran this play where they threw the ball at the goal line and it got intercepted, and the whole world said, why did they throw the ball, right? It made no sense. Yeah. What this theory suggests is that the reason they threw the ball instead of handing it off is that if they handed it off to Marshawn Lynch and Marshawn Lynch scored, he would have won the game. He would have been the MVP, all these things, and no one would want him because he's black and he wears Africa medallions and he doesn't talk to the media and he's like a bit of a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson spends all his time in charity hospitals, children's hospitals, always says the right thing. He's like the perfect black quarterback.
Oh, you're
the media-friendly.
So you're saying the Seahawks, they think they're going to win.
No matter what. They think they can score either way.
Right.
Okay. So they're like, think they we're going to go.
Either get, the quarterback is going to throw a winning touchdown.
Yes.
Or we hand it off to
Marshawn
and he'll get a touchdown. So let's go with the pretty boy helping quarterback.
And instead.
And then they got intercepted.
Yes.
Was the handoff easier?
Everyone in the world, the guy, let me put it this way. Chris Collinsworth, who's doing commentary for NBC, is going, oh my God, why didn't they hand it off? Why did, this is one of the worst plays I've ever seen. Like, going so far that, like, you're like, whoa, you wouldn't think Super Bowl commentary would go that far.
Right.
But it was that shocking a play.
So Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
Seahawkians want, so there was some kind of major, I'm into this now. I'm into this. There was some kind of major discussion. We're about to win this. We want. Can they still make the MVP the quarterback, even if he didn't, if they handed it off? Is that the game winning?
I mean, it would have been tough. It would have been Marshawn's second touchdown and the game winning touchdown.
Damn.
And Russell Wilson didn't have a great day. He would have needed to throw for a touchdown.
Right.
He had a good day.
So it would have been a good day with a crazy winning pass.
Whoever got that next touchdown was MVP. That's just how it goes.
Shit. Damn.
Should we call Macklemore and ask him if he has a theory on this? You don't care.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone. You already lost interest? Was that? Yeah. But you just had interest.
I lost interest.
Damn.
What's going on with the Grammys? Is there something with Iggy and Eminem? What's happening?
Yes. The Grammy situation is that in the rap category.
Yeah.
You have Iggy, mm-hmm. You have Eminem, you have Childish, you have Schoolboy Q, Wiz Khalifa, and maybe one other thing.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's five or six. I should probably know I'm covering the Grammys. And so everyone is just sort of preparing for Iggy to win, considering she's nominated in all these other categories too, that right. She probably won't win, right? Okay. She probably won't win Best New Artist.
Right.
She probably won't win Record of the Year, Song of the Year. Or she's only up for one of them. I think she's up for Record of the Year.
Right. But she might get. So then they'll give her rap.
And then, but my theory is, you have two white people in the category. I think they could legit cut into each other's votes. And I think you then could legit get, I think the next one who'd be likely to win could be Childish Gambino, honestly. Because I think he's a little bit of a darling for a certain world. I think he could sneak it. I doubt it would be
sneaky
Q.
Big tits.
Well, exactly. Well, not exactly, but yes.
I heard the word sneaky. It just threw me.
I know you should say that. Now, one other thing about the Grammys. Everyone's all over Iggy about, like, you know, cultural appropriation, mm-hmm. and all those things. You realize that the entire, I'm doing all my research, and I'm not saying this to blame the Grammys, because I actually think the Grammys is just representative of what's popular. The songs nominated for Song of the Year and Record of the Year, they're the biggest songs of the year. You realize that all of those songs are white artists singing black music.
What's the other ones?
Megan Trainor, All About That Bass.
Don't know what that is.
I'm going to play them for you.
All right.
Okay. You want it? Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right. So this is, you don't know Megan Trainor, All About That Bass?
No.
Yeah, but you know that's all right. All right, here we go. Hold on. It's a monster song, Sif. All I had to do was type in All About That, and it came up. Sometimes I get confused. Okay.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
Okay, I've had enough.
You've already had enough?
Yeah, what is this?
Well, I just want to make the point of that musically.
It's like a blues song.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's one. That's one of the nominees. Then you maybe.
People like that song?
It's up there. It's nominated. Then you have this.
Okay.
You know the song?
Sam Smith.
That's right.
This is a good song, though.
Amazing song.
Guess so this is like true, some I'm not good R&B, bluesy.
Definitely okay. Black. You would definitely put it as black music,
Yeah.
Of the category.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is interesting. I like this.
then, now this one you're going to find very odd and unlikely that it's true. Oh, shit. I forgot fucking Taylor Swift won't put any of her songs on Spotify. So you have to get the bootleg version. So pardon me. Some bootleg version.
I stayed up too late.
Oh, my God.
Got nothing in my brain.
That's not her.
That's not an American.
That's what people say. That's what people say.
That's Taylor Swift. I stayed up too late. I mean, that's a rubber cover. Got nothing in my
brain. How are these legal? Okay, maybe this one will be better. I'm confident. This will be better.
You consider this black music?
No, I don't. This is the one that's not. However, even this one has. Wait for it. Wait. You're gonna see where I'm going.
Okay.
Can't stop, won't stop. It's like I got this music in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play. Can't stop, won't stop. I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of in there.
That's that one's a reach, but I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying, that one's the one that's not remotely even part of it.
Yeah.
But my point is, everyone's all over Iggy.
And then Iggy.
Yeah. And that may be forgetting one other one. I'll pull up the full Grammy thing. But I just think it's funny that everyone's all over Iggy, and that makes me think, is everyone really just on Iggy because hers is the worst one?
I think everyone's all over it in your world.
Well, yeah. I just
so it's in the rap world, so that's why you're hearing more about it.
Because she's a rapper. Because it's the rap one.
Yeah. And rap fans always got something to say.
But I mean, also, if you're being totally honest, I mean, I don't honestly care at this point whether someone felt bad about it. Sam Smith is better than Iggy. Sam Smith is like super credible. I mean, his music's.
Oh, I know him well enough.
I mean, I listened to his whole album. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good soulful album. I don't think Iggy's quite there yet in terms of like.
How do you listen to that album?
Sam Smith?
Yeah.
Spotify.
On your headphones?
Car. Why? Why do you ask?
I got a theory.
Okay.
Now that I have all this free time, you know, I'm no longer at
the radio station.
The greatest job I've ever had in my life.
I know that you're not.
I'm no longer there.
I know.
So I have more free time.
Okay.
Not much, but some. I'm noticing that, okay, you know how I'm not into like wordy hip-hop?
Yes.
Sleepy music?
Yeah.
I put J. Cole on my phone. And I've been on the train a lot more lately. It's definitely better.
Headphone.
Directly to your ear music. And I also have a new mindset. I'm not skimming through albums looking for singles or songs to play on the radio.
You know why?
Because no longer on the radio.
There's no point.
So usually I realize when I listen to an album, I'm skimming through what got the hot beat,
right.
What's going to work in the club, what might work on the air. I like these three and the other seven I discard.
Now you can listen to the whole thing and just see what do I like.
And I put it directly on my ears as opposed to in the car. I'm too distracted.
I mean, you're even walking around with earbuds in your pocket.
I know. It's different. And I listened to J. Cole on the way here and I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Well, but I still think, can I just give you my theory on J. Cole?
Yeah.
I still think lyrically, he still appeals to people younger than us.
Yes.
What he's saying, they're like, oh my God, I've gone through that.
Yes.
I feel that.
Absolutely. But this shit, I was listening to the song today where he was like talking about, and I know I'm mad late. Trust me, I know. The song where he's like something about, I didn't have much, but I was better than the guy down the block. I was better off. And don't let your material things make you, some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is really nice. This is nice.
No, this is nice. He's
that's some shit. That's some 24-year-old shit.
Right.
When I was 24, I thought about shit like that. Like, damn, I wish I had a Range Rover or something. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're 100% right.
And so I'm going to throw that Joey Badass. I got that Joey Badass. Yo, that Ray Shrimmer, though. That Ray Shrimmer.
I gotta sit with that. I haven't sat with it yet.
Yo, why do I love it?
We don't know. I know. I love them too.
I don't know anything about them.
Well, there's only their children.
I did an event with them at Webster Hall.
They're very young.
They had children, but the melodies and the catchiness of those songs.
I know. Mike Will is very.
Yeah, there's something in there.
By the way, I forgot something. There's another one that's nominated. When will I Who's that? Triana. Oh, no, it's not. It's Sia.
I'm the one for a good time call. Phones
that's Sia? She's white? Sia? Or Sia?
Sia? It's Sia. Is it Sia? Is it Sia? It's Sia. It's not Sia. I'm an idiot.
Is it? How you spell it?
I got to figure this out before the Grammys on Sunday, guys. It's Sia. I've always read her name wrong.
How do you spell it?
S-I-A. It's Sia. It's Sia. You guys are sure? You guys are super white. I'm going to go. All of you think so?
We're talking to our new engineers and podcast home providers. Yeah, that person's black.
This person's black, right? No, it's Sia and she's white.
Oh, she's white on the outside. She's Drewski.
A lot of people are comparing her to Drewski.
No, I know. Gabby showed me a picture. I understand that she's a white person on the outside.
Gabby, will you also look up her Wikipedia? I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Breathe Me. I mean, pronounced Sia. Breathe Me, this song. This is why I first knew Sia. Gabby doesn't know how to read phonetics. Sia?
I need my glasses.
Yeah. See ya, I think.
What? Wikipedia, that's who you trust? They say I'm Dominican.
You're not Dominican? This song was...
I just want to say, I'm pretty sure this podcast has gone way too long.
How long are we, guys? Guys, how far along are we? You can pipe in and tell us. Oh, well, that's perfect. We should wrap it up then.
Hey, will your voice be on the podcast that we just heard?
Oh, I wish
you
would.
You got to put it on there,
can you
bro.
Make it so you can go in there?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. We need that. We want the Baba Booey. Clave, do you know the song?
No.
Did any of you guys watch 6 Feet Under, the series? You watch it, Anthony? Remember the song? This was it. This was the end of 6 Feet Under, the most tragic, touching end of a series. This song played.
More than... I have a joke.
What?
More than Seinfeld?
No, that was just terrible. Saif, this is like good theme music to end this podcast with everything that's happened this week. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, I don't drive for Uber. Podcast is not dead. And Hot 97 is the kindest. Hold on, shit. Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known.
In your life?
No.
This was an episode. This is the episode you can't afford to miss.
Yeah.
We should have a really trolling headline for this too. Like Cypher Sound speaks on everything. The first one ep after. All right, guys. I would like to encourage you. We have some big ones coming up. Like I said, Cool DJ Red Alert is going to get locked in. We are also doing one within the next 2 weeks with one of the most major rappers of all time, who, as far as I know, has never done anything like this. In the next 2 weeks. I'm very excited. And I can't say who it is, but he is beyond major. He is huge, and we're very excited about that. And go to patreon.com/oneeppodcast. Oh, I didn't read any of the emails in a read. Mm. But wait, it took too much time. I'll get to him next week. Everyone who hit us up at bookoneep@gmail.com with your comments, I appreciate it. Some of you I listened to.
Any bookings at the Book One App?
No.
Okay.
No, not that I recall. Okay.
So yeah, that's about info.
You're right. That's a good idea. Anyways, oh yeah, by the way, if you also want to support the podcast, you could book us. So I almost tried to get us to do, when I'm in London, February 28th at the Blueprint, tried to get us to do MF Doom.
Why can't we?
Because it was looking like there were so many variables at play that could have led to just.
What about Mos?
Well, hey Saif, live there? Hey Saif, could you find a way to reach out to your friend Mos Def?
I haven't spoken to him in years. You see him more than I do.
I don't see him.
You saw him at like that concert you used to do, Knock the Bells.
Rock the Bells.
Yeah, Rock the Bells.
All right, guys, patreon.com/oneeppodcast. We appreciate everything that everyone's done to support us. We promise to deliver as good a shitty podcast as there is on the internet. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And shout out to the Carhartt girl with the sneaky big tits and everyone who...
I was a little upset last week. Mm-hmm. I had a lot going on. And Carhartt girl, I'm sorry I called you an ugly bitch. You know what? You're not ugly. You're a saint. You're a beautiful person. When you disrobe, when you look grimy...
Well, from the front.
Huh?
From the front.
Yeah, I don't care about
the back.
I don't care about the back.
But you said from the back. I mean, you said she has a... You said pancake.
Yeah.
Said it's bad, though. Almost inverted. It almost goes the other direction.
Well, I just want to say I love you, and I know deep down in your heart you're a good person. When you take off your Carhartt hat, and your Carhartt jacket, and your weird...
Is she wearing a matching Carhartt and
no,
jacket?
No, different color.
But both Carhartt?
Yeah, today.
Where does she shop for this stuff?
Dick's.
That's a new sponsorship for us. Next time, we'll do Bevel and Dick's. That's big. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch you next time.